I knew him. I knew him. I knew his mama. I knew him. I read about him. Tupac Shakur. Look, Tupac womb walked with the warriors, with the nation builders, who believed they could make a difference, who made special rules, who wore special hats, who took special names, who set up special schools. They tried to feed some of the hungry, take responsibility for their lives, their communities. Tupac came after, in aftermath, child of these self-made, cut-down warriors, trails memories and sounds of death lessons tattooed in the buildings and in the foreheads of his mamas and daddies, and big eyes swallowed some deep truths before brains got time to get in gear.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steinman. Welcome to our day in history, June the 16th. That was Ruby Dee. Ruby Dee, the great actress married to Ossie Davis, one of the great actresses of all time, a social activist who passed away on Friday in her very famous piece that she did about Tupac Shakur. And, of course, today is Tupac Shakur's birthday. So we thought we'd give you two for one with Tupac Shakur by Ruby Dee. And Tupac Shakur, of course, somebody who I knew and taught as one of my students at Baltimore School for the Arts, very close to our family. And so this day is special to all of us, and so we'll be hearing some of Tupac's music in between. But we thought it was just appropriate to start off with the great Ruby Dee talking about Tupac Shakur on his birthday and her just leaving us and passing on. Of course, I'm sure she right now is laughing with Maya Angelou. On this day in 1816, Lord Byron read this thing called Phantasmagoriana with four of his house guests, Villadiati, Percy Shelley, Mary Shelley, Claire Claremont, and John Polidori. Now, why is that important? Well, he told each person to write a ghost story, and they did, and this is what they came up with. That's the day and the night that Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein. That's the day that John Polidori wrote the short story The Vampire, and Byron wrote his famous poem Darkness. All because of the challenge from Lord Byron to write a ghost story. And on this day in 1904, James Joyce begins his relationship with Nora Barnacle that used this date to set into action his novel Ulysses, which is one of the great novels written of all time. This day is known traditionally as Bloom's Day, and people read that novel aloud. This is a day in 1944 that a young African-American man, boy, not a man, who's a young boy, George Junius Stinney, Jr., became the youngest person ever executed in the United States of America in the 20th century. This is the day in 1976 that the Soweto Uprising began, a nonviolent march of 15,000 students in Soweto, South Africa, turned into days of police mowing down and killing people who stood up. And on this day in 1829, Geronimo was born, on the same day Tupac was, just a few years earlier. He's in 1829. That's this day in history. For the rest of this day in history, we encourage you to go to steinershow.org and check it all out right there. We'll be right back with our first guest, State Senator Joan Carter Conway. Don't go away.